I dare not idle stand, while upon every hand the whitening fields proclaim the harvest near. A gleaner I would be, gathering, dear Lord, for thee, lest I with empty hand at last appear. I dare not idle stand, while on the shifting sand the ocean casts bright treasures at my feet. Beneath some shell's rough side the tinted pearl may hide, and I with precious gift my Lord may meet. I dare not idle stand, while over all the land poor wandering souls need humble help like mine. Brighter than the brightest gem in monarch's diadem, each soul, a star in Jesus' crown may shine. Well, good morning, friends, to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again. It's a thrill, a joy, and a pleasure to receive a letter of encouragement from someone who hears the broadcast, perhaps for the first time, and say, well, I enjoyed it. And of course, then there are those who listen regularly, and we appreciate you. We want you to know that we trust we can be a blessing to you from time to time, especially those who help us. We appreciate so greatly and trust that God may bless you each one richly. Now, friends, we should have a purpose in life, a goal, something to work for. Listen, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel 1:8. Now, this was a choice that the Hebrew young man made when he was taken away captive and given the opportunity to have all the dainties and the wine and various foods that he could have eaten. But he just wanted a plain, simple diet, and his goal was that he was not going to defile himself. Oh, friends, what we need is more people with a purpose in life. A noble heart purpose is the strongest watchman over external conduct. It is the purposeless life that has no defenses. It's just like an ocean liner with engine power and helm and compass and destination. It can cut her way through the most tumultuous seas. But a liner destitute of helm and compass and Aaron is at the mercy of a fierce and unfriendly sea. Daniel had that mighty safeguard of a purpose true. And every time an unfriendly circumstance beset him, he held firmly to his course. Have you heard the little poem, Standing by a Purpose True, Heeding God's Command, Honor Them, the Faithful Few, All Hail to Daniel's Band? Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Well, I think that's wonderful that Daniel had a purpose in life and he was willing to make it known. And so we too should have a purpose, a plan, a desire that would lead us right through the changing scenes of this world. We turn from Daniel to the Apostle Paul. He too had a purpose which dominated almost everything in his life. Listen to his declaration. For me to live is Christ. That sovereign ambition was always on the throne of his life. He must keep his body under subjection to the will of God. His mind must be under control. Listen, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. His heart must allow no sentiment or desire to sit at its table, which would be an enemy of Christ. You cannot serve two masters. Now, some of the writings of the apostle 2 Timothy 4:2 and 4, he said, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Now, friends, we're living at a time when folks do not really want to hear the truth. They don't want to measure to it. They don't want to live by it. And so they say, don't meddle with business which isn't yours. Don't meddle with other people's business. Do you know, friends, God's business, or people's business, I should say, concerns God. God is concerned about everyone's business. And if it's a business that's wrong, if it's sinful, if it's not according to the will of God, then it concerns God. And I'm concerned too. Now, there was a dear old man of old, Joshua. I like his sentiment and his attitude. "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, he had a purpose true. Joshua 24:14-15. He was willing to live by that purpose. It's so easy. It's so common. It's so pleasing to just fall into the customs of the people round about us. So if the tide is contrary to the doctrine of godliness, why, it's just easy to fall into doing what other people do. This old saying that everybody does it. Well, friends, I want to say that God's people don't go along with everything that people of the world do. There is a difference. There is a difference between God's people and they of the world. We're instructed not to go in the ways of the world. "Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed through the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God." But speaking about the people of our day, some of these things were taking place in Isaiah's day. This is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, or in other words, the prophets and the ones who foretell the future, "See not," and to the prophets, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit." Oh, how tragic to think that today there are certain prophets and certain preachers, and just because they're a preacher, it doesn't mean that they're God's preachers. Dear ones, we ought to know what the preacher teaches and what he stands for, and compare what he says to the Bible and the Word. The Spirit and the Word agree. Search and see if the Spirit goes along with his preaching. This is important. Now again, the Apostle Paul writing, he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Romans 16:17-18. Oh, friends, may we not be of the simple-minded folks that'll just go along and take everything that's told us and consider that this is the truth and all. We need to search the Scriptures to see if these things are true. Again, we're exhorted by the Apostle, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." Ephesians 5:11-12. Now that's in the Scriptures. That's the Bible. And it says it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Used to, you know, certain things of evil were done, still are today, for that matter, but so many times they were done secretly and slip around in the dark and all. And that's bad. That's bad enough. But do you know what's worse? Things are being done that normally would be in secret, but they're being done openly, and people are talking about it, they're discussing it, they're going along with it. And I want to tell you, this scripture said it's even a shame to speak of some of those things which are done in secret. Dear ones, we're going to have to watch our lives if we are able to make it to heaven. We're going to have to ask the Lord to give us grace not to go along with the tide of the world and the public opinion that prevails in the world today. Oh, I tell you, some things are taking place which remind me so much of Sodom and Gomorrah. People are wicked, exceedingly wicked, and the thoughts seem to be continually on things that are evil. I tell you, the Lord's not going to let this thing go on forever and ever like this. Neither did he let Sodom go on in the way they were going. They were brought to judgment. Listen, contrary winds. I saw the Morning Air Express roar overhead in threatening power. Her wings were tilted in a stress against the south tide of the hour. I watched her as far down the sky. She left my wide and wondering view, bent on her mission faithfully and keeping on her course as true. Her soaring move with sidewise sweep to overcome the threat to stray. Her pilot steered in wisdom deep to keep her on her course that day. And so thought I, my course in life of like importance is to me. Amid the jarring winds of strife, unmoved, unshaken, I must be. But if I keep my course, I must brace up to master all I meet and navigate with peace and trust a valiant pathway of my feet. Take courage then, my soul, and though ye cross a path of common tread, wherein contrary winds may blow, oh, by the hand of God be led. Be not dismayed, thy portion bear, with joy to know ye have a part, and with a ransom thou shalt share, and in the course ye once did start. Brother Leslie Busby. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of bringing this short message to the listeners of the broadcast. And this morning, as it floats out over the air, as it goes into homes out there in some far distant city, we pray that you would go with it. Let the Spirit of God bear its contents to the hearts of that soul who may have condemnation upon them, and may they find their way back through repentance to the Lord, find peace and salvation ere judgment falls upon their life. Lord, bless that soul which is nearest eternity this day, for we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, folks. This is Willie Murphy, Jr., and I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to a revival meeting which will be held right here in Coffeyville, Kansas. It will begin September 22nd and last through the 29th. The services will be nightly at 7:30. This will be at the Church of God Chapel, Eldridge and Willow Street, right here in Coffeyville, Kansas. Brother Ralph Beasley would be happy to have each of you there. Thank you, and may God bless you each one. Goodbye.